Hello, I'm Fiona Gourke, and this is On Seeing Charlotte Bronte's Underwear with My Daughter in Haworth. Are they real? We have pages of kitchen utensils and books and candlesticks and nibs, but the charcoal pencil and new sketch pad are squat as aubergines in her hands in front of this display. With bad weather forecast and lights silting up in cramped windows, we are the only visitors. The year settles in a corner of the room, has removed its white gloves tip by tip and set to one side its summer purse of bibelots and sheen. Half term of her final year, we are sightseers intent on moors. In the morning, her windsheeter and red wellies will bestow the dust of summer festivals upon sullen, wind-soaked sheep. We will park and walk ourselves into the final cutting rain between pages of her favourite book. She wants to go all the way to Top Withens, or the house they say must have been Top Withens, given its loneliness and set. But now is artefacts and souvenirs, a perfume with too much musk in it, a jar of damson jam, which we probably won't open until past its sell-by date. We are buying the word damson, and we are buying time. Are they real? She asks me, and I watch her reckon the distance between what should and should never be seen. We have fallen short. She draws, and what she draws is rain falling slant inside the bedroom. The bed is a box of leaves and stones, and within the display case, she hangs from the clothes rail little moons. On the mannequin, water lilies stand in for morning dress, and the backdrop is marbled in what looks to me like veins and archeries. But when I flick through the sketchpad in the B&B, all the pages, what is left of them, are clean. Next day, she leaves it in the car. When she moves away, she will leave it again, a sketchpad with no name on it and only the faintest traces of where she made skies of darned linen and unfastened every stitch. That poem is based on a visit that I made with my daughter, as the title suggests, to the Bronte household in the parsonage in Haworth in Yorkshire. And it's a very atmospheric place. The house is set back just from a cemetery, so it's redolent of death in physical ways. It has a kind of a smell and a dampness to it, but it also has the sense of really important books having been written there and having been talked about there, and a real excitement about that. And so it's quite a feminine world, which was lovely for myself and my daughter to access that once. But they have little displays about the Bronte family, and mostly they try and keep things as they were when the house was occupied. But upstairs, when we visited, there were some glass cases that had clothing of the Bronte sisters, and in one of the glass cases was Charlotte Bronte's underwear. And given that she was such a reserved woman in so many ways, really, and given that it wasn't a 19th century habit, I think, to show your darned underwear in public, it seemed such an odd choice, and it seemed a violation in some way, and it was something that struck us and that became a kind of a conversation about what should and what shouldn't be seen.